Lecture 28, African Americans in Wartime, Part 2.
In our last lecture, we looked at the experience of contrabands, slaves who made their way to Union lines in the course of the war, and at the black men who served in the United States colored troops. In this lecture, we'll continue our look at African Americans during the war, but we will change our focus to those gains that black people made in the North in the course of the war, and to the ways in which the war affected the lives of black people who remained slaves in the Confederacy. We'll start in the North. The Emancipation Proclamation is the great dividing line in the popular mind about the impact of the war on African Americans, but of course we know that it did not affect black people who lived in the North. Nor did it change attitudes in the North really toward black people and what their position was in United States society. Never mind freeing slaves in Kentucky and Missouri and Maryland and Delaware, it really didn't mark a sea change in Northern attitudes. We've seen the deep racism and profound fears on the part of many Northern whites that came to the surface during the debate over emancipation, the debate over whether to arm and enroll black men in the Union Army, and during the implementation of the draft. The riots in New York City were just one evidence of the antipathy toward black people across much of the white North. But having said all of that, and with the understanding that the United States remained a very racist nation in the mid-19th century, it is also true that from 1862 on, there were persistent efforts by abolitionists and radical Republicans to end slavery in the North, that is in the border states, and to give free black people more of the rights held by white people across the North, or in the United States, if you prefer to put it that way. Democratic opposition, when coupled with conservative Republicans who wanted to go very slowly on some of these issues, managed to frustrate the early efforts of the radicals and of abolitionists. But the latter two groups persisted, and the centerpiece of their efforts in many ways came to be the 13th Amendment, the key piece of legislation enacted by the United States Congress during the war. On April 8, 1864, the Senate passed an amendment to abolish slavery in the United States. This will eventually, after a long and somewhat torturous road, become the 13th Amendment. But they were not able to get it through the House of Representatives. In June of 1864, it came to a vote, and it was voted down. Democrats voted against it. Even some conservative Republicans were not yet ready to move on this. Now, what would be the 13th Amendment, of course, ending slavery, would be the first of the trio of great Civil War era amendments, the 13th, the 14th, and then the 15th. The 15th gave the franchise to black men, the 14th guaranteed equal protection under the laws and so forth. You're all familiar with those amendments. One of the many ironies associated with the war is that what might have been the 13th Amendment, if you'll remember back to the discussions about how to avert war in the late winter of 60 and the winter and spring of 1861, was a proposal to have a constitutional amendment guaranteeing that slavery could go into the territories. That could have been the 13th Amendment instead of the 13th Amendment that we will see finally passed that killed slavery. The elections of 1864, November 64, brought huge Republican majorities in both houses of Congress. And as we've seen, would change the political complexion down the road. We've talked before about how the representatives and senators elected in that November 64 canvass would not take office until well into 65. So there's not going to be an immediate change on an issue such as the 13th Amendment in the House of Representatives, voted down earlier in 64. Those same people in the House will be voting until well into 1865. So there's nothing guaranteed in the way of a change immediately. But Lincoln, together with supporters of the amendment, decided to push forward again before the new Congress took their seats later in 1865. Lincoln decided to throw the full weight of his administration behind an effort to lobby with Democrats and others in Congress.